Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Feet to the Fire. This is Friday Follies, liberalism in the news. And the first thing I want to start with is actually not in the news, but I can't believe this. I don't know if you ever noticed, not that you necessarily post things on social media about climate change, but now every time I post something on climate change, a statement that I make or something about one of my episodes on Facebook, you get this little caption. It's ridiculous. See how the average temperature in your area is changing. Explore climate science info. So like a warning, if you mention climate, then they put this little addendum or disclaimer on your post. What? You can't even talk about a current event without them recommending details on changing temperature. It's complete one-sided propaganda. And of course, they call it climate science. They have to use that word science to give it gravitas. So you know that according to their religious sacred writings, their climate change propaganda, oh, it's definitely real. All right, let's go on to the news. This from the post-millennial. Pelosi, I don't know if you heard about this, but Pelosi calls for criminal and ethics committee investigation into a Republican congressman for posting an anime parody video. Okay, so apparently this Republican congressman, I think somebody else made it and he retweeted it or posted it. He thought it was funny. I didn't see the video. I don't really care. Apparently it's Gosar's face, the Republican congressman, was edited, this is what the post-millennial says, onto a character from the anime Attack on Titan, parodying the show's opening credits, and Gosar's character wielding two swords attacks characters with Ocasio-Cortez's and Biden's faces. Now, obviously, it's satire. I didn't see it. I really don't have an opinion, and I couldn't care less. Their argument is, oh, it's violent. It's obviously an absurd joke. Look, I'm not in support of promoting violence on any side. I haven't seen the video. What I want to talk about is the reaction. AOC chimes in. This is great. This is why this is on Friday Follies. First of all, she called Gosar, quote, a collection of wet toothpicks. So I don't even know what that means. I don't know if that's a reference to his whiteness, because toothpicks are often on the lighter shade, although there are toothpicks that are many different colors, but I don't know what she's getting at. Or maybe it's just her best insult. Collection of wet toothpicks. Good one, AOC. And she continues, she tweeted this, deep down he knows he couldn't open a pickle jar or read a whole book by himself. I'm mentioning it because, really? Are we in like second grade insult level? Couldn't open a pickle jar. And then here's my favorite part. Well, back to work, AOC says, because institutions don't protect WOC, W-O-C, women of color. What? How unaware of yourself are you? How obtuse, as I always say. What an example in the left of the complete lack of self-awareness. Hey, AOC, clue. You're a high-powered congresswoman in the United States Congress, the world's superpower. You're one of the most powerful women right now on Earth and in history. And yet institutions, the very one that you got elected to, the U.S. Congress, institutions don't protect women of color. Give me a break. If you don't like the video, fine. If you don't think it's appropriate, fine. But that kind of alarmist, extremist speech, institutions don't protect women of color. I can't even. How does anybody take this seriously? When you're a U.S. Congresswoman, AOC, I think the institutions have done pretty well by you at this point. Okay, let's go on. Fox News. Everybody knows about this. I didn't feel like talking about it this week, but I'll mention it because I guess it's a big item in the news. Infrastructure bill has been passed by Joe Biden. Biden says the infrastructure bill, which he signed into law on Monday, will help families struggling economically amid the highest surge in inflation in 3 decades. Again, I have to ask, lack of self-awareness. Is the left, do they have that discernment? Really, this is going to help families struggling economically amid the highest surge in inflation. Guys, the infrastructure bill, right now the price tag is $1.2 trillion. And they say it's even more with all the add-ons. We don't have that money. The government is in debt. They're printing money. When the government prints money, they rob your wealth. Here's how it works, real simple, the lesson on inflation and printing money. There's a certain amount of money in circulation. You have some of it in your bank account. It has a particular numerical value. The government prints more, now there's more in circulation. A higher supply, when the demand for it hasn't changed, but the pool of money has increased, just lowered the value of the numerical value stayed the same, but the actual buying power and value of the currency in your bank account just dropped, which means the government stole your property by stealing the value of your currency in your bank account and devaluing it by printing and increasing inflation. So this is absolute blowhard economics when Biden says this is going to help struggling families, knowing that this is the highest inflation rates. Today, we're finally getting this done, Biden declared at the White House bill signing ceremony. My message to the American people is this: I'm robbing your wealth and depressing your economy. No, that's not what he said. America is moving again, and your life is going to change for the better. This is just empty political speech. Means nothing, and it is totally defiant to the reality of real economics. All right, post-millennial. Smoking gun whistleblower documents reveal FBI using counterterrorism division to investigate parents. So that whole thing with Merrick Garland coming before Congress and parents protesting at board meetings being called domestic terrorists, well, guess what? It's reality, and there's teeth to that because the FBI actually, there's emails showing that the FBI actually used its counterterrorism division against parents. Jim Jordan wrote, the disclosure provides specific evidence that federal law enforcement operationalized counterterrorism tools at the behest of a left-wing special interest group against concerned parents. The Counterterrorism Division is compiling and categorizing threat assessments related to parents, including a document directing FBI personnel to use a specific threat tag to track potential investigations. So Merrick Garland lied, and this just in, the U.S. government is using federal law enforcement to investigate private citizens who are concerned about the curriculum at their in their school systems and voice their concerns at school board meetings. Where do we live? What kind of state control, fascist, I can use that word, policy is being implemented and employed against private citizens in the United States, allegedly the freest republic in the world? Let's keep going. The Blaze. There is a new technology, a blaring automatic, quote, trigger warning siren is being used in classrooms and universities. It sounds an alarm when it detects offensive language. That's right. So there is now a warning technology, a warning device when there is offensive, politically incorrect language. A new trigger warning detector called Themis is being tested in classrooms and universities, according to a recent report from the Daily Mail. So now we have little machines that are getting upset when you use not appropriate and sensitive language, and they're alarming everyone. This is out of a sci-fi movie. Zina Issa, here's the details, the innovator behind Themis, recently debuted the device at Dubai Design Week and explained that she named the system, where'd she get this name, after Themis, the Greek goddess of social order and justice. That's just so fitting. Female goddess who is so compassionate about social order and social justice, that this Greek goddess is now going to police your life and all the words coming out of your mouth in a country where, I don't know, up until now, I thought we had freedom of speech. According to the report, the device is fairly small, lamp-sized, and is intended to moderate unsavory or possibly offending discussion in classrooms and universities in order to manifest political correctness around conversation. The Daily Mail reported that some people are testing the device in classrooms as well as in more intimate, home-based situations. So, don't worry, they can use it in your house as well to monitor your speech. Give me a break. That's where the Republic's going. Okay, PJ Media. California gas price averages soar to an all-time record high. California gas prices rose to a record-setting high average of $4.67 per gallon. And the previous record was back in October 2012. So thank you, Biden. Now here's the best part and why I did this on Feet to the Fire. The Golden State is America's largest state by population. Currently has the highest gas prices. One reason for the increase, AAA said, is the state's reduced refinery production capacity due to heavy rainstorms in Northern California, which then trickled down the supply chain, impacting Southern California, similar to what happened in Louisiana during Hurricane Ida last August. Oh, really? It's because of rainstorms. I thought it was because, oh, I don't know, Joe Biden shut off all the gas pipelines in the country. Let's see. PJ Media, let's think about this. AAA. Is it because there's lots of rain in Northern California that we don't have gas? Or because we have massive gas lines that bring all the oil into our country for refining, and the president and Biden's administration shut off the faucet, close the pipelines because of environmentalist wacko claims and concerns, or so-called? It's actually a pretense. They don't care about the environment, but we've gone over that. But under the guise of environmental concern, they shut off the spigot. Here's how you lower the cost, increase the supply, and turn the pipelines back on. I can't believe. Okay, I got to find a better word. I always keep using the word obtuse. I think these people know what's going on, but they act like they don't know what's going on. I wonder why. It must be a lot of rain, why gas prices are through the roof. Maybe it's because you shut off the gas. Corporate communications manager at the Automobile Club of Southern California. You know, it's a bit of a supply crunch we have right now. Nothing major until the refineries in Northern California can get back up to full production capacity. Do you see the spin? You see, yeah, no big deal, no big deal. Just supply chain because of rain. No, it's supply chain because we have no supply. Do I want to say anything more about this one? Oh, he says, Doug Shoup, another spokesman for AAA, said the price has been much higher lately due to higher crude oil prices and pent-up demand from the pandemic. Typically, we see prices at the pump fall when people stop traveling after the summer, but this year people are still traveling. There's still that demand for fuel. So, right, it's traveling adjustments because and the effects of the pandemic. This is ridiculous spin. All right. Continuing with that theme, President Biden, this from CNBC, calls on the Federal Trade Commission to look into behavior from energy companies as gas prices hover around a seven-year high. So gas prices are at a seven-year high, and Biden's response is, what a political charade. Let's blame the oil companies. Big oil. Yeah, they're price gouging, and they have anti-consumer behavior, and we need to look into it, wagging his finger at the private companies. Meanwhile, as I've said numerous times now, hey, Joe, you shut off the gas spigot because of environmentalism. There's, quote, mounting evidence of anti-consumer behavior by oil and gas companies, the president said in a letter to the FTC. No, there's not. There's mounting evidence of anti-consumer behavior by the president and the administration and liberal leftist policy. In August, the administration called on OPEC to boost production while also asking the FTC to monitor and address any illegal conduct at the pump. So, by their own admission, they're asking OPEC, the Middle Eastern nations, to give us more gas because we're not producing any, and yet they're blaming the oil companies. We'll get to more next week. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. I don't even know what to say after all of that. Everything coming from the liberals is always spin and a charade and a political show to hide the real destruction that's going on. Wake up, America, and hold their feet to the fire, and have a great weekend.